Hey everybody, my name is Jonathan and this is episode 14 of the Broke Down Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and if you've been with us before, thanks for coming back. We're going to jump into some news real fast. I don't have a lot for you though. Of course, Dead & Company have announced and sold a bunch of tickets for their summer tour. Today it's the first, and we just learned that they are going to be headlining Lochan. I don't know if they're headlining, they're playing four sets over the weekend, so they're definitely going to do some main stage action. For those of you who are into festival events, they'll be at Lochan. I think it's the, it's in August. Check it out on the internets. Let's see, by the time this comes out, Phil will have just played the Crystal Ballroom in Portland, Oregon, marking the 50th anniversary of the Dead's remarkable performance there. Let's be sure to check out the No Simple Road podcast for a report on those shows. I'm pretty sure Aaron and those guys are going to go check those shows out. Phil's got some dates in March at the Pot of Gold Music Fest in Arizona and at the Wanee Festival in Florida come April. Be sure to check those out. And of course, then there's also the Bobby and Phil duo shows in March, which honestly, they completely slipped my mind until I was making some notes about this bit. I was really excited to see these shows announced, and then they went on sale like 2 days later. They sold out in 30 seconds, and I guess because I was shut out, it almost completely slipped my mind. It's like they're not even real. Any of you guys going to those shows? Anybody got an extra ticket for me for Radio City? Let me know. I'm not sure I can make it, but it would be really cool. But do you remember when you had like actual time between a concert announcement and actually, you know, when you had to pay the money to go to see the thing? Yeah, I don't either. It's been a while, I guess. Nowadays, in 2 weeks in January, though, you got to arrange and pay for your entire summer, it seems like. It's crazy. So this is the February edition of the show. And honestly, I got to tell you, I almost took the entire month completely off. January is this time frame when I want to like shut it all down and hunker beneath a blanket, only get up to like flip the record. But we're working on a great episode for next month. And in fact, I've been working on it on and off through January. But due to that hibernation instinct, I think it's going to be better if I dig into it once the days are a little bit longer. All that being said, couldn't leave you empty-handed for this month, so I've dug into the archives for something that a few of you may have heard before. This is a mix that I constructed back in 2005, and for all intents and purposes, it's a 76-minute playing in the band. It contains elements from performances spanning from 1971 to 1989, and outside our usual policy here at Broke Down Pod, a couple of the source dates have been released. Most were released after this mix was made, and all of the sources are from non-commercial, freely traded recordings. That having been said, let's talk about playing for a second. It's a quirky song. It's got lyrics by Robert Hunter, music by Bob Weir, of course, and the Dead first played it in February of 71. And it pretty much never left the repertoire after that. It appears on Bobby's solo album, Ace, which is basically a Grateful Dead record, given that the personnel on it are all Grateful Dead, plus a horn section. And many of the tracks performed were Grateful Dead songs, or became Grateful Dead songs. It also appears on Mickey Hart's Rolling Thunder album from 72 under the name The Main Ten, which is a reference clearly to the fact that the song is in the 10-4 time signature. And if you know music, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't worry about it. Just feel it. So what are you going to hear? You're going to hear, we start in 1971, and then this thing moves all over the 70s with a few stops in the Brent era. Some of the transitions are noticeable, but they're all crafted so as not to be jarring. I was trying to shape not an ideal playing in the band, but kind of a broad demonstration of what the Grateful Dead did with the song. And also, I wanted it to get weird. And so it gets pretty weird at times. But by now, you should know I'm kind of into that. So, yeah, that's it. This is February episode 14, and it is a playing in the band mix, and I hope you enjoy it. We'll be back in March with a guest and a bunch of music, and we'll look forward to talking to you then. In the meantime, you can still find us on Instagram at BrokeDownPod, and on the Twitter at BrokeDownPod, and on the internet website of the BrokeDownPodcast.blogspot.com, and we're on Facebook at BrokeDownPodcast, and I'll try to push some stuff out throughout the month, of course, to keep you entertained and keep you in the loop, and generally just keep the phone lines open, so to speak. But there are no phone lines. All right, let's get to it. We'll talk to you next month. Thanks so much.
Huh? We've been out of touch. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, folks.